Greetings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Philippians 1, 1 to 11. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1 to 11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. My theme for reflection is God's unfinished symphony in you. God's unfinished symphony in you. If you have ever baked a cake and then spent the next 20 minutes peering through the oven window as if your stare could make it rise faster, you understand the impatience of the Christian life. We long for instant maturity, but God prefers slow, faithful heat. Philippians 1:1 to 11 opens with Paul in chains, but overflowing with cheer, thanking God for a church that did not merely applaud the gospel, but partnered in it, praying, giving, sending, and staying. The problem that he names is our perennial one. We confuse activity with arrival. We want the blue ribbon now. God is composing something that only reaches its crescendo on the day of Christ. Paul answers our hurry with a promise anchored in God's character. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Notice the actors. God starts the work. Jesus Christ supplies the righteousness. The Spirit grows love into knowledge and discernment. And the church participates, overseers, deacons, and ordinary saints through embodied fellowship or koinonia. The danger is not that the work will stall in God's hands, but that we will try to finish it in our own. We measure worth by impressive resumes. Paul measures by fruit that lasts. We prefer generic kindness. He prays for love that thinks, able to approve what is excellent, to choose the better over the merely good, to stay pure and blameless when shortcuts beckon. This is why gratitude saturates his chains. He remembers a decade of mutual sacrifice, their gifts, their messenger, Epaphroditus, their steadfastness when it cost them. In their imperfect but persevering partnership, Paul sees more than human effort. He sees the signature of the composer. And he looks at them, not from present mess forward, but from promised glory backwards. What God begins, God completes. As N.T. Wright puts it, what you do in the present will last into God's future. The future certainty rescues today's obedience from cynicism and turns small acts, another prayer, another unseen kindness, into notes within a larger doxology to the glory and praise of God. For us, whether in bustling cities or rural villages, the invitation is the same. Receive again the grace and peace that come from the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Refuse the frenzy of spiritual performance and embrace the steady cadence of partnership. Pray for others with joy. Give with faith. Send and support with courage. Let your love keep growing intelligent. The world prizes speed. The kingdom prizes faithfulness. The world applauds spectacle. The kingdom grows fruit. And while we watch the open window of our lives, Christ is already at work beneath the surface, leavening desire, clarifying judgment, ripening righteousness. So, trust the baker. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I relying on spiritual activity to prove myself instead of trusting the God who began the work to finish it? Number two, how can my love become more discerning this week? What excellent thing is God asking me to choose over the merely good? And now our practical exercise. Write a short note or message of thanks to a gospel partner, a pastor, mentor, giver, or friend. Name one specific way their partnership has helped Christ's work in you, and pray Philippians 1, 9 to 11 over them. Father of mercies, thank you for beginning your good work in us through Jesus Christ. Grow in us a love that thinks clearly and chooses what is excellent. Fill us with the fruit of righteousness that comes through your Son to your glory and praise. Make our partnerships joyful, our giving generous, our discernment sharp, and our hope steady until the day of Christ. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.